CSU senior Daniel Jones fires up a small skid loader in front of a home in West Loveland. He and four other students in fluorescent green vests are working in front of a one-story home. It's time to start the dirty work.
Right now, we have two more weeks to get this fully complete for the family before we do our presentation and graduate.
The project is building a wheelchair-accessible ramp for teenager Nick Dodge. Nick has a rare genetic disorder that impacts him physically and mentally. He's in a wheelchair. His mom, Ginger, says despite all their years in the house, almost two decades, they've never built a ramp. Although 17-year-old Nick is less than 100 pounds, lifting him up the stairs every day has started to take its toll.
And it becomes dangerous for him and for us. I know I've fallen a couple of times holding him if it's been rainy or slick, you know, so this will be really, really good for our family.
While one goal for the students is helping families along the Front Range, head of CSU's Department of Construction Management, Mustafa Kitab, says another is instilling key skills that can help students weather any economic downturn.
If you look at the United States today, and if you look at the failure of our financial system 2 years ago, it's not lack of education for these people that responsible for that failure. It's lack of passion and drive and citizenship.
In a typical year, 75% of undergraduates will have work lined up when they leave, including senior Daniel Jones, who's moving to Utah to work as a project engineer on highways and bridges. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.